Okay, that's good. All right, so, hey, that game was too much. That was too much for me. But when I get back to the house, I'm playing that game with the wife. They get along. Can I get an early flight? Amen. That good, man. Well, good stuff. Hey, was it Tristan? Right, Tristan? Look what you did, Tristan. Tore up the sign, man. That's good. Good. Well, you know, you guys were singing that song, I'm Crucified with Christ. And as I was hearing you sing, a thought came to my mind. And this was the thought, okay? It's not very deep, right? In fact, it's simple. But here's the thought. The more that we die, the more that he lives. The more that we die, the more that he lives. That song is based out of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Where the Bible says, I'm not going there this morning, I'm just telling you the verse, okay? The Bible says, this is the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to the Galatians, and here's what he says. He says, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but what? But Christ liveth within me. Then he says, this life that I now live in the flesh, in other words, this life that I live physically, he says, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. All right, here we go. Here's the question. What else or what more could Jesus have done to prove his love for you and his love for you and his love for me and all of humanity than to die on the cross? Do you understand that God died on the cross for you and for me? Do you understand that? Okay, here it is. What more could he have done? What more could he have done? The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, but God commendeth. That word commendeth means show. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What more could he have done? He died for us. Listen. The best thing that we can do to show our love for Jesus is to live for him. That is the best way I can show my love to Jesus. Talk is cheap. I have a ring here today. Here it is, Deacon, right? I got my ring right here. This ring did not cost a whole lot, okay? When I got married to Ileana, that's my wife's name, Ileana, I bought her like several thousands of dollars worth of her ring, okay? I mean, she's got the little promise thing, you know, the first engagement. And she got the little hookup, diamonds everywhere. Anyways, this ring cost me $39.99. That's right, baby. $39.99. That's how much this ring cost me. It's all good. I don't care, all right? It's made out of titanium. Seriously, all right? I think it's one of the last pieces to Thanos that he puts on his little thing, you know? It's nothing destroys this, like whatever. But if I take this on, if I take it off, I mean, it really doesn't matter. I had to show my wife that I love her. I had to tell her, listen, babe, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I love you and be faithful to the day of my dying day, okay? And I wanted to prove to her, so I showed her. I said, here's this ring that I bought with hours of work and I sacrificed and because you mean that much to me. I don't cheat on my wife because I love her. I'm faithful to my children. I love them. I got four super bad kids. It's all good. I love them. I'm trying to show her by my actions. I'll send her roses just because I love her. I write her letters because I love her. I write a little poems because I love her. Like, I'll sing to her because I love her. I try to buy her dresses just because I love her. I want her to know it. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to show actions because it's cheap to just say, I love you, babe. I love you, babe. But it's another thing when I wake up in the morning or I cook some breakfast or I'm faithful to her or I write her a love letter. Like when we were dating, it's been 10 years just because I love her. If I can do that for a lady, That's a sinner. She's not my Savior. How much more for Jesus? You see, listen, young people. We can sing about him all day long. We can preach about him all day long. We can teach you from Genesis to Revelation. You guys can memorize every verse here. But unless you start showing him that you love him, that's really where the rubber meets the road. That's the real deal. You say, what's being a Christian young person all about? Showing Jesus that you love him. Love him. Love him. Love him. When you wake up in the morning, think about him. When you go to sleep at night, think about Jesus. Throughout the day, when you're going about your work and school, a career, whatever God wants you to do, man, think about Jesus, man. Think about who he is. Think about the way he lived his life. Ruth chapter number 1, right? Last night. That's, by the way, I'm going to be in the book of Ruth the whole week. But Ruth 1, and I want you to see this right here. Watch her commitment. Now, I alluded to a little bit last night, but go to Ruth 1. I want you to see this, and I want you to write a couple things down. Ruth chapter number 1. Ruth 1 and verse 14. Watch what he says there. So go to the first books of the Bible, right? You go through the law. You get a Deuteronomy. Joshua, Judges, Ruth, all right? First 5 books of the Bible, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Ruth, chapter number 1. Now watch it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. You guys know because of last night, I don't preach a long time, okay? I'm getting right to the point. Ruth, chapter number 1. Watch what he says. Watch what he says in verse, where are we at? Verse 14. Watch verse 14. Now, look at it. Verse 14. The Bible says, and they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. And Ruth, but Ruth, clave unto her. So you guys remember what happened? Talk to me. My God is king. What's his name? What's his name? He died. First dude, what's his name? Say it nice and loud. What's his name? Dude died. Remember last night we were talking about deadly decisions or decisions that lead to your death? We're no different, okay? We're no different. All right, same. It's applicable to us today. All right, so make the right decision. Elimelech died, and then he had 2 sons. The name of the first son is what? Talk to me. Mahlon. And the second one is what? Kilion. All right, they died because of the decision of their father. The results were the death of his 2 sons. Now she's got 2 daughter-in-laws. Naomi, pleasant. She says, don't call me pleasant. Call me bitter. Okay, I used to be sweet. Now I'm bitter. All right, the Almighty went out against me. No, God did not forsake her, and we're going to continue to read the story. But she picked up 2 daughter-in-laws. The name of the first one is what? Orpah. Okay, what's her name?
Orpah.
And the name of the second is what? Okay, so here it is. Here's a decision that leads to life. All right? So last night, a decision that led to death. Now watch a decision that leads to life, okay? So Orpah kissed her. She's weeping. She's crying. Oh, I got to go back home. She's gone. But Ruth, she doesn't leave. The Bible says that she held on to her. Go back. Go with Orpah. Nah. I'm staying right next to you. Look what she says. Look at the Bible so you don't think I'm making it up. She said, behold, thy sister-in-law has gone back, verse 15, unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. Go with her. Verse 16, awesome verse. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. And watch this. She makes one of the greatest commitments that anybody's ever made in the Bible. One of the greatest commitments. And I want you to write them down. Number 1, she's committed, number 1, to allow Naomi to lead. Write it down so you don't forget it, okay? She's committed to allow Naomi to lead. Watch what she says there. You write down the word lead and then fill it all in next time, okay? Here's what she says. For whether thou goest, I will go. Write down the words, I will go, in your notes. Man, this is awesome. This is incredible. Naomi's like, go back home to your gods. Go back home to your family. It's all right. Just leave. Even if I could have children tonight, I'm paraphrasing. You can read that chapter. She's crazy. Naomi says, even if I could have a husband tonight, and if I could have children tonight, are you guys going to wait around until they become men and marry them? Of course not, okay? I have no hope. Go back home. It's over, daughters, okay? But here's Ruth, and she says, no, 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 I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to allow you to lead me. Wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you go, I'm going. Does that remind you of a passage in the Bible somewhere? Does that remind you of a passage in the Bible somewhere? Now, let's be real. Does that get you excited? You're like, I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, here it is. Go to John chapter 14. Well, watch this. Keep your place right there in Ruth, though. Keep your place in Ruth. This is an amazing truth. Watch this. So here we go. John 14. Watch this. Go over to the New Testament. By the way, you do know that the Bible is in complete harmony, right? You do know that, right? Say amen if you believe that. Amen? Amen? Yeah, that's right. It was written over a span of 1,500 years. It's got close to 40 different authors, right? Human authors. But the main message of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen right there? That's right, baby. Now watch what it says in John 14. Watch this. This is so cool because the Holy Spirit just spoke to me about it. Watch this. I ain't got no notes, but it's all good. The Holy Spirit's got the notes. Watch this. John 14. John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. What'd he say? Believe also in me. Is everybody in John 14? I'm going to wait till everybody gets there. You got it, big boy. Everybody got it. John 14. You right there? Follow along. Watch what he says. Let not your heart be what? Troubled. That means don't trip in the Ebonics version, okay? That means don't worry. Don't you worry about a thing. Okay, here it is. He said don't worry. Right. Here's what he says. In my Father's house, there are many what? Mansions. If it were not so, I would have what? I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Man, this is awesome verse. I know people are like, let's read this at a funeral. Who died? No one did. This is just great verses. Watch what it says. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what'd he say? I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be what? Awesome. Stay with me. Stay with me. Don't drift. Here it is. And whether I go, you know. Watch what he says. And the what? Underline that, okay? Now we're cross-referencing with Ruth. This is directly from the Holy Spirit, and I love it when we go off script. So Ruth said to Naomi, wherever you go, I'm going. Jesus told his disciples, where I'm going, you know the way. And watch what he says. Look at this. This is great. Oh boy, Thomas. Now, we call Thomas... We give him an adjective, okay? And the adjective that we call him what? Doubt. He's a doubter. Unless I see him, I ain't gonna believe. Y'all said y'all ate with him after the resurrection, but I wasn't here. All right, Thomas, I don't know why you're doubting. The next day, Jesus shows up. Thomas falls on his knees, and what does he say? My Lord and my God, touch my side, homeboy. Touch my hand, homeboy. He's like, whoa, you are really here? I cannot believe it. And then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you believe. Oh, but blessed are they who've never seen and yet believe. You know who Jesus was talking about? Us. He's talking about us. Now watch this. Back to this. Where you go, I'll go. Watch this. This is great. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou what? We know not whether thou what? Old English, but in other words, Thomas says, dude, we don't know where you're going. Like, we have no idea where you're going. What you talking about? Watch this. Don't miss it. Watch this. How can we know the way? Let's ask that question this morning, okay? Ready? 1, 2, 3. How? Everybody, all the men, ready? 1, 2, 3.
How can we know the way?
You know what he's saying, sweet girl? You just told us you know the way, and Thomas didn't get it. Went right over his head. By the way, I'm like Thomas a lot of times. I don't get some stuff. It's like, what? It's like, pastor be preaching some great spiritual truth, and I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. Or I'll be reading the Bible, and the Holy Spirit drops the mic, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what I just read? I don't get it. Thomas is dumb. He doesn't understand. He's dumb. Like, dude, why are you doubting again? And he just told you. Jesus just told you, Tom. He just told you. He just told you. Believe in God, you believe also in me, my Father's house. And he's like, the way I'm going, you know it. And you know the way. And Thomas is like, question, teacher. Question. How can we know the way? You're dumb, Thomas. You're just dumb. I'm like that a lot. Watch this. Breaks him down. He drops the mic on him. This is beautiful. Don't miss it. Where you go, I'll go. Watch it. Verse 6. Let's read it together, all right? Verse 6. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart. Watch this. Verse 6. Ready? Begin. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. Woo! Hey! He tore him up. He said, boom, homie, you know what it is? Look at me, Thomas. Look at me. And then another guy shows up on the scene. One of his homeboys, his name is Philip. And Philip says, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. If you show us the Father. And Jesus looks at him, too. He's like, okay, now I got two dummies that are following. Thomas, you doubted. Philip, you lost your mind. If you have seen me, then you've seen my Father. Yeah. And here's what he says. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Naomi says, listen, where you go, I will go. Why? I mean, Ruth told Naomi, where you go, I will go. Why did she tell her that? Because Ruth had enough sense to know that Naomi knew the way, that Naomi, though she was in a bad state of mind and spirit, she still had her eyes fixed on God because she's getting ready to go back to Bethlehem, Judah. Naomi still loves God. Naomi is confused. Well, so would you, and so would I. She lost her best friend. She lost her two children. All of her life has been stripped away from her. But Naomi rose up and said, I'm going back to Bethlehem, Judah, because I heard that God has visited his people one more time. God showed up again in Bethlehem, Judah, in the house of bread. There's fresh bread. There's hot bread. And everything that I needed, everything that I wanted, everything that my life should consist about is back at home. And Ruth rises up. Here's what she says. Where you go, that's where I'm going. Man, Ruth, she ain't playing no games. She said, Naomi, I'm going to let you lead me. Don't forget this. Here's a representation of Naomi in your life. Ugly Naomi. Representation of Naomi in your life. Representation of Naomi in your life. Representation of Naomi in your life. Moms and dads that pay for you to come, uncles and aunts that pay for you to come, grandmas and grandpas, representation of Naomi's in your life. Pastor Gross, his wife, Miss Hanakapia, representations of Naomi in your life. Brother Simeon, representation of Naomi in your life. When God drops a spiritual authority in your life that loves God, oh, they're not going to be perfect. Naomi lost her mind, but so would you, so would I. She lost everything that really was important to her. And we're not perfect, but all you got to trust that God has placed some spiritual authority in your life. And that person loves you. That person prays for you. That person prepares for you. That person has high in the sky vision and dreams for you to live your life the best that you can for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those are the Naomis that God has placed in your life. And all they're asking is, as I follow Jesus, you follow me. Where you go, I'm going to go. Man, it messed me up this morning when I was thinking about that. My goodness, I'm so responsible to lead the family that God's given me in the right path. You say, well, what way are we in, Brother Sammy? I'm glad that you asked that. We're in the right way. We're in that way that's straight and narrow that leads unto life everlasting. What way are we in, Brother Sammy? We're not in the way of drug addiction. We're not in the way of alcoholism. We're not in the way of premarital sex. We're not in the way of crystal meth. We're not in the way of prideful living. No, we are in that humble, in that right way. Praise the Lord. I'm in that way of Bible preaching. I'm in that way of fervent prayer. I'm in that way of telling people about Jesus. I'm in that way of staying faithful unto death. I'm in that way of not living a lifestyle that's complicated by sin. I'm in that way that's simplified by holy living, just saying, God, would you please allow me to please you? That is the way that I am. Capital J, capital E, capital S, capital U, capital S, exclamation, times a million. I'm in the way of Jesus. That's the way that I'm in. Yeah. And here's what she says. Where you go, that's where I'm going to go. One of the best decisions you can make is to say, by God's grace, the path that these people are trying to lay before me, just trust that they have already walked that path. There was a time at camp when he made a decision to walk this path right here. You think it's an accident that he married the love of his life and God's given him kids? No, it's because he said, where you go, I'm going to go. There's a reason why Brother Kumi is graduating from Bible college and God's going to do wonderful things in his life, because there was a youth pastor, there was a pastor, mom, dad, someone that said, this is the way right here. Where you go, I will go. You have to make that decision on your own. Not only did she say, I'm going to let you lead me. Where you go, I'm going to go. But here's what she says. What you love, I'm also going to love. What you love, I'm also going to love. Look what the Bible says in Ruth. Look at Ruth chapter 1. Watch this. Whether thou goest, I'll go. Look at verse 16. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Watch what she says here. Thy people shall be my what? People. Thy people shall be my what? Talk to me. People. Thy people shall be my people. Watch what she says right here. And thy God, my what?
God.
God. I'm closing it. I feel like the Holy Spirit told me I need to stop here. Listen. She says, I'm going to let you lead me. And here's what she says. The people that you love and the God that you love will be the people that I love and the God that I will love. Your people, my people. Su casa, mi casa, baby. That's what she said. You love those people, I love them too. I'm turning my back on my false gods. Now listen, this is monumental. This is huge. Because Orpah, she went back. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Holy Spirit, apply it where you will. Orpah went back. She's back. Back home. They're already on the way to Bethlehem. She stops and she goes back to Moab. It's like, okay, I'm going back to Moab. Bye to my gods, my people. Ruth, I'm staying with you. Ruth said, I'm staying with you. I'll let you lead me. The people that you love and the God that you love, I'm going to love those people. Elimelech, decision led to death. Ruth's decision led to life. So I'm staying with you. I'm staying. The Holy Spirit reminded me of that passage. Go to John chapter 6. Watch what he says in John 6. And I'm done here. John chapter number 6, please. John chapter number 6. John chapter number 6. I'll let you lead me in. What you love, I'm gonna love. By the way, you can back up. You can back up and say, where you live, I'm gonna live too. Where you lodge, I'm gonna lodge. But watch what it says. Watch John 6. Watch what it says. I think it's verse 68. Would you please read verse 68? John chapter 6 and verse number 68. If you're there, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right, I like that word. All right, John 6, verse 68. Would you read that verse nice and loud? Ready, begin. Okay, response. Question, verse 67. Look at verse 67. Look at verse 67. I want you, as you read this, this is a question that's still asked to us today. It's relevant, applicable. Watch what the Bible says in verse 67, okay? Nice and loud, verse number 67. Ready, begin. Time out. Look at me. Close your Bibles. Close your Bibles. Look at me. Here we go. We don't have time to read all of John 6. It's like 69 verses or something like that. It's crazy. Here's what happened in John 6. Jesus fed the 5,000. You remember that? How many loaves? How many fishes? Talk to me. There you go. Here it is. He fed them, right? Yeah, there were 12 baskets left over. Good. The Bible says they crossed over to the other side of the sea. The same people. You know what they were looking for? They weren't looking for Jesus. What were they looking for? They were looking for food. And Jesus told them, like, dude, you guys don't even want me. You just want what I can give you. You don't want me. You just want what I can give you. And then he talks to them about the kingdom. The kingdom, eat and drink, the meat of the kingdom is to do the will of the Father and him that sent me. And there are all these questions, all these responses. And at the end of this chapter, look at me, at the end of this chapter, a lot of the people that follow Jesus because of the food, because of the luxury, the Bible says they followed him no more. They were done. I was following him because he gave us something to eat. I was following him because, you know, it was cool or whatever. And we just read those two verses. From that time forward, many disciples turned back from following him. And then Jesus looked at the 12. Look at me. He looks at the 12. He looks at the 12, and here's what he asked them. Will you also go away? Are you going to leave too? Going to leave what? Me? Jesus. Are you going to leave too? And then Peter spoke up. And here's what Peter said. Where can we go? Thou hast the words of life. Time out. You can't go anywhere else. You can't go anywhere else. Say what? You can't go anywhere else. You cannot go anywhere else. If you go here, this will eventually run out. If you go there, that'll eventually run out. If you experience this thrill, that'll eventually wear off. Where you go, I will go. I'm not returning back to Moab. I'm going back to Bethlehem, Judah. Now listen, I told you last night, when you can't understand what God's doing, you got to still follow him. When your heart's full of bitterness, you got to still follow him. When your life has been shattered by the decision of an adult, I understand a little bit about it. Life's not fair. Some of you have been physically abused, verbally abused, abandoned. Somebody done spoke on you. People don't care. I understand some of those things. But listen, in those times, you can't be like Orpah and go back. In those times, you got to get closer to Jesus and say, nah, I'm following you. I'm following you. And basically what Ruth said, until I die, he's like, until death separates us. Where you buried, I'm going to be buried. Have you decided to follow Christ? Because I'm going to tell you, at the end of the book of Ruth, we're going to read it. Her decision led to life, not death. Life, not death. Without him, without Jesus, we are nothing. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. Without Jesus, there is no hope. Without Jesus, there's no reason to live. Without Jesus, we wouldn't have this camp. Without Jesus, we would not have his word. We're talking about Jesus. Yes. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Orpah, you turn back though. No turning back. That's the decision you need to make. When times get hard, no turning back. No turning back. When a friend tells you, dude, do you really believe all that Christian stuff? Really? Come on, bro. No turning back. No turning back. I'm discouraged, Brother Sammy. I feel like God let me down in a certain area. We've all been there. No turning back. No turning back. No. No. I'll let you lead me, Naomi. Follow the spiritual leadership that God's placed in your life. They're not perfect. No one is. But they're a representation of the grace of God in your life. And God placed them there for you to follow them. Say, Lord, by the grace of God, I'm going to follow the path. You say, well, where are we going? I already told you. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. With every head bowed and every eye closed, think about what the Lord spoke to you about. Think about what the Lord spoke to you about today.